Most people who put up Christmas trees go looking for them at a roadside stand, or maybe a tree farm, or if it's a fake tree, maybe Target. But for some in New England, it's an adventure. They've discovered one of the best-kept secrets at the White Mountain National Forest. You can cut down your own wild trees for $5. New Hampshire Public Radio's Elaine Grant hiked into the woods with a microphone and a saw.
The weekend after Thanksgiving is the beginning of the White Mountain National Forest quiet season. But this morning, three families are here at the Saco River Ranger Station in Conway, New Hampshire, buying Christmas tree permits. The forest covers 800,000 acres, and you can cut a spruce or a balsam fir almost anywhere. Luckily, visitors get some help from guide Alicia Pascarello.
There's a section of road in between the Champney Falls Trail to Bear Notch Road. So right after the Rocky Gorge Scenic Area, you start looking.
The National Forest has been selling Christmas trees for a paltry sum for 30 or 40 years. No one really knows when it started. But only a couple hundred families pluck their trees from this massive forest every year. One is the Dick family. Pat and Dave, their two daughters, Jen and Melissa, and Melissa's 8-year-old daughter, Julie. Almost 20 years ago, Dave found a special patch of woods about 13 miles up the Kankamagas Highway from the ranger station.
This is the place to come. They're all bushed in there, all tight together. You have to look around. It takes a while to find the right one, but you find it.
They've come here every year since. As the kids bought their own homes and started their own families, they just cut down more trees. And they kept coming, even after Pat started walking with the metal cane.
It's got to be perfect. There's only 5,000 trees picked from.
But there are five people to satisfy, and this forest is a candy store for Christmas lovers. That can make for just a little bit of conflict.
Well, those guys have moved on down.
That's all right. We got to get four.
Dad, yeah. They may have found something else that they all like.
Okay.
That's all.
Off the trail, the woods are so thick that branches whip into their faces as they push deeper into the forest. Finally, consensus.
That's a nice one.
That is a nice one, huh?
Good.
Go for it.
But, yeah, drop it to me, too.
Timber!
Okay.
The tree, a thick, fragrant balsam 15 feet tall, falls onto some other trees and hangs suspended.
You have to cut it more.
I'll flip if you want.
It's fine. It's out.
You're free?
It's free.
All right.
Yeah. Pull it out of there.
Okay. I'm going.
Okay. Melissa wrestles the heavy tree through the woods. Little Julie picks up the other end. Together, they lug it down the trail.
You getting tired, Jules?
No.
If you are, you let me know because I'll give you help with that.
They're not symmetrical, these trees. Sometimes one that looks magnificent on one side is scraggly and sparse on the other. In many years, the weather doesn't cooperate.
We've been in here in snow, slush, freezing, everything.
And it's always magic. Right, Julie?
Yeah.
Magic.
Come on, you can do it.
It takes about an hour, a few scratches, some debate, a lot of sweat. But this Christmas, like so many in years past, the family finds four trees. Four perfect Christmas trees. For NPR News, I'm Elaine Grant in Concord, New Hampshire.